God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But strangely enough, we forget the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But strangely enough, we first need to finish something. We need to finish our Lenten series, and we are going through the book of Daniel, hence the substitution of our Old Testament reading for Daniel chapter 12. But Daniel chapter 12 also provides a beautiful connection for us with the resurrection. First, we need to be reminded of this resurrection. We need to be reminded with our gospel reading that the women went to the tomb to prepare the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Strangely enough, they sometimes ask themselves, why and how would that stone be rolled away for them? The answer, God took care of it. Because when they got to the empty tomb, they saw the earth-shattering news that Jesus is alive. He is risen from the dead. The Easter news is that God now receives the sacrificial death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, my sins, and the sins of the whole world. That which once separated us from God is now restored. And now humanity is connected with its Creator once again. And this is the reason for our joyous celebration, celebrated by all believers throughout the world. This is a wonderful event. It is the event of our purification and our restoration, even though we weren't born during that time, but still we receive it by God's grace through faith. And this is why we celebrate Easter, and we look forward to the time when Christ will come again and make this connection permanent, when we will be with him in heaven above for all eternity. Strangely enough, this is not only the purification and restoration that God does, but Easter is the best and final act. All the previous events of purification and restoration were just a little bit of a glimpse, just a little bit of a type of what this Easter would bring. This Easter, God's final act of salvation, from a time when Christ takes on flesh and blood to the cross. And now we do the parallel with the book of Daniel. You see, Daniel chapter 12 has its basis on this connection here. There is a purification. Just like Jesus dies on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, Daniel notes that there is a purification. But before we get into that purification, we need to back up, because the message is given to Daniel that there will be time of distress and trouble. I don't know about you, but I don't think this is something that only occurs during the time of Daniel. This is something that we also even face each and every day of our own lives. And so we can learn the lesson from Daniel. What happens when believers of God are in great turmoil and distress? In the midst of this distress and trouble, God does not leave Daniel, nor does he leave us empty-handed. But he gives us a promise. A promise that those who believe and trust in God are heirs of his kingdom and will be delivered to be with him throughout eternity. This promise extends to everyone who is found written in the book, that is, in reference to the book of life, which is mentioned several times throughout the Old Testament. Because some people may say, can the Old Testament really bring us any good news? Isn't it always filled with death and destruction? And the answer is no. Our gospel reading for today has a beautiful parallel to Daniel chapter 12. God gives peace. God gives a promise in the midst of our own trouble and distress. And God has written your name in the book of life. If you believe and trust in him, You've been baptized in his name. His name is written on you, and your name written in that book of life. Nevertheless, Jesus reminds us in Luke chapter 10, verse 20, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And this should be the cause of our rejoicing. Even in the midst of distress and turmoil, the answer is yes. Even if it seems like our lives are being shattered apart by sin and the stress of this world, we still need to rejoice. We need to rejoice that, yes, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, which plays a very important part of the Book of Revelation. And through holy baptism, we bear God's name. The promised victory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is given to all, as Daniel says, whose names are written in the Book of Life. God is the one who gives us that victory over sin, death, and the devil. That through the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Jesus is alive, and we are connected to him, and we have this victory. And this victory does something for us, because it shows us that sometimes the greatest turmoil of our life could be that unknown, what death is like. And for some, death can be a very fearful experience. But Daniel shows, and our Savior shows, that if your name is written in the book of life, you should have no fear over death. Daniel shows us this victory in verse 2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life. Death, which is once considered humanity's greatest trouble and distress, is now turned into a victory, into a celebration. The victory is shown to Daniel as the last day. The dead are raised, and each person will experience one of two outcomes. Believers, justified by God's grace alone, will be raised to eternal life, while unbelievers, damned because of their sins, will be raised to everlasting contempt. The words of Daniel. Now, I will admit, that doesn't sound very promising, and that's why we need to remember today. That's why we need to remember the resurrection. We dare not forget the promises of God. The people of Israel forgot. Even though God sent them many prophets, the judgment of God, they were sent into exile. It wasn't an eternal judgment, but it was a time for them to remember God's promises. To remember his victory over delivering them out of the bondage of Egypt. Daniel is told about this now new promise, so to speak, of eternal glory to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we inherit by God's grace. Those who are wise, the message brings. Basically, those who have faith, that spiritual wisdom. This is not an IQ test. This isn't how well you've done on your ACT or SAT scores, but this is a trust that God will keep his promises and that God will deliver on his promise and that death is not the end, but the beginning of life eternal. Those who have the insight or the wisdom are now able to trust and now able to follow God's ways, even when circumstances of this world would indicate a course of action other than following God's ways. This faith and trust is even there in the midst of the most violent persecution. And the promises of God says that those who are faithful will shine. Shine like the sky, shine like a reflection of Christ himself, shine like the stars in heaven. And the reason why this shining will take place, we go back to the cross, the purification. as Daniel's would put it. The purification in which sin is removed and God's wrath is appeased through the person and work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But Daniel is told that that will all happen later. He just has to trust that God will fulfill his promises. And God did. The witnesses of the tomb bear witness. The tomb is empty. Peter goes back to the tomb just to double check the message, in case if he didn't believe it the first time. And that empty tomb shows us that the purification that Jesus won for us upon the cross is true. We will be made white and refined through the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so through our faith and trust in the Messiah, even though that there's going to be death, there's going to be persecution, there's going to be trouble and distress, this purification has already taken place. And it starts the age of the church that proclaims this Easter message. This is the message of the women and the disciples from the angels. He is not here. He is risen. And so the Christian community celebrates Easter, the feast of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is here as we receive his word that we trust in his promises. We remember that God is faithful. Even when at times where our mind may sometimes doubt, like Peter, we celebrated just a couple days ago, denied our Savior. Is there forgiveness for when we doubt in times of distress? Is there forgiveness when we have sometimes have walked away from God because of the pressures and troubles of this world? As there was forgiveness for Peter, when he stared at the empty tomb, there is forgiveness of us. When our hearts have often gone astray and we have forgotten the promises, or maybe not necessarily forgotten them, we forgot how to apply them to our own life. Daniel was told he would not see this day, but he would see it in the resurrection. We likewise, with Daniel, may not necessarily see the final day, but we will be there in the resurrection. It's not that God has abandoned us. It's not that God has forgotten us. It may not be our time and place to be alive on the last day of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But when that day occurs, we will be with Christ in heaven above because of what he has done for us. So today, as a group of believers, we gather around his promises of word and his promises again when that word is attached to bread and wine. And that promise is for you. The forgiveness of sins comes to us through that bread and wine and through that word being proclaimed. It is through that bread and wine we receive Christ and are connected to him again. Because our Savior rose from the dead, he gives us the victory. Faith trusts in this victory. That victory that says, as sinners, you are forgiven. As sinners, once separated from Christ, you are now connected to Christ through his death and resurrection. And so in the midst of our many trials, in the midst of our many troubles, we have to ask, is there anything that would be better than being connected to Christ? Our sinful nature could come up with a list of a few things. But let us hear the words of Martin Luther through one of his famous hymns, A Mighty Fortress. The word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain, with his good gifts and spirit. And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife, though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom's ours remaineth. This is the reason for our celebration and remembrance and what Christ has done and what he will do. Something that Daniel got a glimpse of. And so do we. And the promises of God will carry us through any and all troubles and distress. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.